Hi, Daddy.
Has ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as good. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out.
Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? Welcome to the final edition of ATL Dreaming Podcast. The last edition, the last show of the year. That means WNBA season for the Atlanta Dream.
Stay focused.
It's just a lot of sadness going around, man. My Bucks lost, man. My fantasy team caught an L. The Dream lost. It was just like, you know.
L's all around.
Family full of L's this week, bruh.
But that's okay.
But let me finish setting up the show. Stop it.
Okay.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the final podcast of the season for the ATL Dreaming. I hope you guys have enjoyed this journey that Yukiri and myself have been on following the Atlanta Dream, talking the Atlanta Dream. And hopefully we can be back next year during the WNBA season. We'll talk a little bit about that. But the Dream fall in their final game today to the Washington Mystics. Washington Mystics are headed for the playoffs. They get the eighth seed. And the Atlanta Dream, although they fought gallantly, it's valiantly, right? It's with a V or is it gallant? It's with a V, right? It's valiant, right?
Yes.
Valiantly. They fall short. They end up getting the ninth seed. What's technically there is no ninth seed. So they just missed the playoffs. And this is kind of our wrap-up show. Before we went live, actually, while we were live, Yukiri was singing End of the Road. So do you want to go ahead and finish that song?
Oh, no. We are not going to do that today.
Because if you wanted to finish it, I was going to let you roll with it.
Know what I'm saying? That was a one-time thing.
I was listening to some Boyz II Men a little bit earlier in the car today, so I mean, I'm cool with it.
You're feeling it, right? You're rocking with it.
I feel like we should play like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to you today. I'm gonna let you paint the picture. So, Yukiri, if you can describe for our audience what that post-game press conference looked like with Coach and Vanesia. Paint the picture for the audience. Because they're not there to see what we see.
Right. It was very sad, you know. Again, although it was sad, it was bittersweet because we had a team that was resilient, you know. Coach said it best. Was there tears in Coach Nikki's eyes?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Gloom, you know, very gloomy. Especially with the notification, was it yesterday that they were notified that they were eliminated? How did that happen? Did you get that notification?
I don't know. I checked it. So, because remember, we were texting last night, and I was like, okay, so if they're doing the playoffs, we're going to have this whole show. And I was ready to, like, have the show and come in with a lot of energy and be like, oh, yeah, we had it for the playoffs. Boom, boom, boom. And then last night, I saw there was, like, Atlanta's eliminated. That's when I texted you back, and I was like, never mind.
Just do a wrap-up show. Crazy.
We'll just do a wrap-up show.
Yeah. And again, you know, she was there like this, you know, they lost momentum, you know, because they thought they had something to fight for, and now it's where we're at here, and the season is over, and there we go. Vanesia. No. What?
It was so depressing listening to Coach because she came out. And she's already like in like trying to hold back the tears.
I feel like my question made it worse. I felt like maybe they shouldn't have had me first.
And the funny thing was, and I said this before we started, I was like, you and I actually had the same question. You just got called on before I did. So you asked the question. And then while she was answering it, I just put my little hand down in the chat. I was like, all right, I ain't going to try to get
never no mind.
Shot. Yeah, yeah, never mind. You got it. Because you're Kiri out here trying to make people cry.
And not to mention our technical difficulty. Thank you, Fox. Thank yeah. you, Fox Sports.
This shout, is... shout out to Fox Sports for having technical difficulties during the last 2 minutes of the game. So that was nice. By the time I got the thing kicked back up, they were like slapping fives at right? the end of the game. It was like over. I'm like, okay, so we're not going to talk about the game today anyway. We're just going to do the recap. But, man, where do we begin with this season, man? Let's start from the beginning, man. We start the season with the news that two of our veterans are not going to play. And, of course, I'm talking about Renee Montgomery and Tiffany Hayes, two of the central parts of this team. And so already going into the season, we already have kind of that thing going on. Then the WNBA decides they're going to have a season, 22 games, going to be a sprint. They knew what they were getting into.
Yeah.
And then three of the players catch COVID.
Can it get any better?
Can you just imagine the kind of conversation Nikki had with her staff? You know, she would never tell us, right? But can you just imagine the conversations that she had? Like, what in the world could happen next?
Right? I know. I can only imagine her telling Coach Darius, like, look, if one more thing happened, this season, I'm out. I'm out. But we
and
know
then
our coach would never
one
do
more
that.
Thing did happen in the injury of Courtney. Kennedy. I got Courtney and Kennedy mixed up all game. So Kennedy comes out the blocks having a great rookie season. And then she goes down. What was it, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Because I think we did two shows without Courtney. I mean, Kennedy. 2 weeks without Kennedy. And now you're just trying to tread water and to just stay afloat.
So
you have the two players that bailed out. You had the three players that caught COVID. And luckily, prayerfully, they were able to recover.
Yeah.
Get back, but they got to get back in shape. So the one person holding your team together, she gets an injury. And it was just like, I think that was a show that you and I were just like, you know what? We're not going to do predictions.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want to see from this team. Because we're not going to predict wins and losses.
Oh, my gosh. What a hell of a year. Can I say that?
But a testament to Coach Nikki is that she never gave up. The team started to come together.
At the end,
Courtney started getting her legs under. Yeah. Glory started balling, and it finally started coming together. But we just kind of ran out of season. You know what I mean?
Like,
man, you're like, man, you wish the season was at least 30 games,
right?
22, or even maybe even 25. We probably could have got up in there, right?
A fluke. Can we get a fluke?
Oh man, like a do-over or something.
Yes.
Nobody in the league had to deal with as much as what the Atlanta Dream had to deal with. And they still almost made the playoffs, which
they
is
still
a testament to the group and a testament to Coach Nikki.
And not only that, but looking at it from last season, you know, picture us last season, sitting here this season, you know, taking away the pandemic and everything. But would you ever imagine this new team doing what they did this time around, you know?
Nah. It was just crazy, man. It was just a weird season, just watching it in the bubble. And hopefully next season we can get back to some semblance of normalcy. Maybe they can have it in the stadium. I mean, I don't even know if we'll ever get back to live, like, full arena stadium.
Real talk, right.
But, I mean, maybe they can do, like, 10% capacity or, like, have some folks in there or something. You know what I mean? Just to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to ask you, what were your just your overall thoughts on the job that Coach Nikki did this season with everything that was thrown at her, her and her coaching staff.
You already know I love Coach Nikki. I don't even know why you even asked me this. love her. But no, giving the cards that she was given, she really thrived. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that, again, that word resilience, I think we use that for the team. And how about we use that for the coaches as well? Resilience. They kept fighting. They fought to the very end. And again, I have nothing bad to say, because to me, I think they, considering everything that happened this year, this season, they still played good basketball. That's it, you know?
Yeah. And again, like, I just think they just ran out of season.
Yeah.
I was looking at the roster for next year. So now, because they're not going to be in the playoffs, I went back and I looked at, see exactly who was under contract, who the should pieces. Be coming. So pretty much when you look at their roster, pretty much the core is pretty much all under contract. So mm-hmm. Courtney Williams, Strickland, mm-hmm. Tiffany mm-hmm. Hayes, Elizabeth mm-hmm. Williams, Benaja, Kennedy, even Brittany Brewer, Monique Williams, Monique Billings, mm-hmm. Kalani Brown. Everybody's up in there except for the one name I did not see was Brene Montgomery. But I don't know what the situation is going to be in the offseason. We don't know what kind of moves they're going to make in the offseason.
Yeah.
The WNBA is very, their transactions are different. A little bit different from everybody mm-hmm. else. So mm-hmm. if they were just to stay put and just put this group together that they have already, you know what I'm saying? And just add Tiffany Hayes to the group. And look, I'm telling you, like, and I feel bad for already getting excited for next year.
I know, but
you know, and if they're able to somehow re-sign Renee Montgomery, if she signs on for like another year or so, you got a backcourt of, you know, Renee can, you know, really school the youngster. And, mm-hmm. you know, I see so much positive going forward with this team going forward from a roster. Like, what do you see for, like, and I don't even know if you've even thought about next year already, but, like, have you thought about next year? Are you still giving your time or yourself time to grieve over this season?
I am. But you know what? I really want to be honest with you. As far as, you know, again, minus the pandemic, minus everything that's happened this far, can I say this was one of the most exciting seasons since I've covered, you know, and I've probably covered it for what, 5 years, five seasons. So to me, this season was very exciting. It was exciting to see the growth. It was exciting to see these new players coming into fruition and coming in to play some real good basketball. So this season for me is one of the better seasons.
Yeah, not for me. I wanted to win some of my ball games.
Well, at least you were honest.
So,
this segment is brought to us by Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Custom jewelry shipped quickly to your doorstep. Every piece will be uniquely yours. You can get the Tillman's Trinkets and Things from our website, thehawksbeat.com. Just click on their banner, Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Shout out to our guy, Jonathan. He's done great work. He's made pieces for my daughter, for my son, for myself. Check out the folks over at Tillman's Trinkets and Things.
But I'm going to tell you, I mean, I see what you're saying. And to your point, it was exciting being that, like, we still got to cover them virtually. Like, we still got to talk to coach. We still got to talk to players. So it was different. It was exciting to me because it was from the standpoint of, okay, they're building something, right?
Yeah.
So the first year I covered the Dream was the year they went to the playoffs. It was Coach Nikki's first year. So this is like my third year.
That was your first time?
That was my first year covering the Dream. So
not with Coop?
No, I didn't cover him with Coop. Like, I covered maybe like one or two games with Coop. Okay. But that was just like, hey, I wonder if they'd give me a credential.
Yes, we will. Come on in.
And I was like, oh, okay. They'll give me a credential. And then, you know how those games were. You know what I'm saying? Whatchamacallit. But my first full season covering was Nikki's first year. And that was the year they went to the playoffs and they got into that thing with Washington. I still haven't got over that game that they lost when they lost to Washington and all those bogus calls after the game and Coach Nikki was crying. We all was crying. But yeah. So to me, that was my funnest year. This year was fun because it was like, okay, yeah, we building. Like, we got a nice rookie. We got some nice vets. Like, even if we don't get it this year, next year, we're going to be a problem. Like, right. We're going to be a problem this year. So it was fun that year, this year, for, you know, for those from my standpoint.
But you know what? Before you say that season, did you look around and see how many media people was around when we were going to the playoffs? Did you see all? No shots. No shots at everyone. I'm like, where's my seat? Where is my... Is that ESPN down there? What are they
doing? Yeah, you know how that goes. You know how that goes.
Of course, of course.
You know how that goes. I mean, you can make that same argument when we cover the Hawks. You know what I'm saying?
That's like true.
On a Sunday when they're playing the Magic, it's like me, you, Jamila, Terrell, and like
Rafael.
You know what I mean? Then when Golden State comes into town, all the big dogs get there. Like, yeah, and then they forget the loyal ones, right? But
it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
Because we love you.
Hey, because we true to the craft, man. That's why we tighten it. We true to the craft. We still cover. We still, you know, take advantage of the access that we're given. But
absolutely.
Yeah, man. So tough season for the Atlanta Dream to come up one game short of the playoffs. Tell me a surprise, one good surprise that you had during the season that you didn't really expect going into the season, but during the season, after season, you look back like, oh, that was a nice surprise.
To be honest, I knew about this special Ricky Kennedy, but I did not expect her to set the court on fire like she did. That was my surprise. I was surprised that she was able to maintain and be consistent. I was surprised that just her points in the paint, like, what is this girl? Who is this woman? So yeah, that was my surprise. I'm gonna be honest with you. Kennedy shocked me, and I love it in a good way. In a good way.
Yeah. I would say Banaja for me.
Really?
Kennedy shocked me in a way too, because I knew she was going to be good, but I thought she was going to be more raw.
Yeah,
I expected her to a little. I kind of expected her to make more mistakes, because you know she's a rookie. You know what I'm saying? The game's fast, the environment's fast, the games were fast. But she showed to me that she made up that rookie curve like really quick. Mm-hmm. But to me, the one who came out of nowhere was Banaja. Like you go back and listen to our podcast, I think I mispronounced her name like the first three shows. Coach would talk about her like during, you know, before the season started, and we would be like, who is this? Because we knew everybody else, right?
Yeah.
And we was like, who's Banaja? Who is this Banaja girl?
The Banaja.
And she was the most consistent thing of the Atlanta thing of the Atlanta Dream all season long, man. So salute to her. I'm already going to put it out there. The league's most improved player. You can argue that. Yeah, you can argue that Kennedy is the rookie of the year. I don't know if she met the requirements for games played, but she have an argument there. So going forward again, you have a good foundation going into next season. I'm sure that and I'm hopeful that ownership realizes the rocks that were thrown Coach Nikki's way. I'm hopeful that she'll be back. She's under contract. So let's just run it back.
Yes.
Let's run it back. You know what I mean?
Back into ATL, you know. I'm excited though. I am excited for next year. Again, trying to figure out those pieces of our existing roster, like you said. How would these pieces fit together?
Yeah. But it was a fun season. It was a fun season.
It was.
It was awesome doing the podcast with you. I'm glad I came up with the idea.
It was so awesome too.
Yeah, so you know, hopefully we can do this again next season. It was fun.
Can I say this to you? Can I just say something? It was a pleasure. It was an honor, first off. you know, again, WNBA, I would have never thought that I would be your second half as a podcaster.
See, a little heart thing. I don't even know how y'all do it. This looks kind of like an onion. No. So is it like this?
It's love like that.
Oh, okay.
Curvy. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay, yeah.
And not to mention, okay, I changed my set. Why is your door by my door? And it's like, one more time. What's going on here?
At least we're not wearing the same shirt like we did last week. When we both had our Atlanta Hawks shirts. I changed the room because I didn't want to go downstairs and my son is down there watching cartoons.
Right.
I didn't want to go in the other room. I couldn't go in the bedroom because my wife was taking a nap in there. So I had to make do. I was like, I'll go in the room. But yet and still, you try to be like me and have the door in the background.
What is going on here? Like every time.
I'm just glad my son hasn't barged in here in his drawers and be like, Daddy, I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Happy birthday, EJ. Happy belated birthday, right? His birthday
was yesterday. His birthday was yesterday. I now have an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old. And we're so thankful for EJ. He's a great kid, man. And I wish him all the best going in this 11th time, this 11th journey around the sun. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. He had a little Zoom birthday today with his buddies and everything. And yeah, so we had a good time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, can I say one thing? Because I had my notes.
Okay.
Players, but no one came out. You know, Courtney.
Yeah, so real quick before you get into that, I'm going to let you finish.
Okay.
Normally they have the coach press conference and they usually bring out like three players. They take questions from the media and then, you know, they post a thing. Today it was like, okay, we're waiting forever for the coach to come out. She takes like two questions and she was like, all right, thanks coach. Boom. She's gone. But Naja comes in and I think she takes one or two or three, maybe three questions. And then she's gone. And normally we just wait for like the next folks to come out, the next player. After that, session has ended. Conference is over. And so we're standing there like, okay, I guess we done. Let's hop on this podcast, you guys. But yeah, go ahead.
So Courtney Williams, you know, you spoke earlier with being a role model and you quoted Tupac, real model. That's what you wanted to be, a real model. So my question to you, Courtney, being that today is September the 13th, the day Pop died. Did you remember that?
I remember that. Shoot.
I'm like,
that's my guy, man. That was my guy.
Look, Courtney, please tweet us your legacy. We want to know, what do you see your legacy being? That you quoted Pop. We know his legacy, but talk about your legacy. We want to know. Tweet us.
Yeah, hit us up, Courtney. We've been supporting you all season, homegirl.
Yes.
We're glad to have you in the ATL. Next year, we got it. Next year, we own this. So, yeah, man.
College Park.
You can't pronounce the G. You can't pronounce the G. There goes the birthday boy. What's going on, my guy?
EJ!
So come here. Come here real quick. That's my co-host, Shakira. She said happy birthday.
EJ!
Just wait. All right. Love you, man.
Like, who's this strange woman?
Damn. I'm in his room, so it's like I told him what the deal was.
It's the plane in the background, right?
Yeah, the plane in the background. You know what I'm saying? We got props around these pieces, man.
Yeah.
So, again, man, we appreciate you guys for rocking with us during the season. We've had a great time doing this pod, and we'll definitely be back next season covering your Atlanta dream, giving you guys Atlanta the best in Atlanta dream coverage. I am going to transition into an NFL show that we call the Opening Drive. So presented by Game Time Radio, which means it's going to be on the same Game Time networks, our same Facebook page, our same Twitter page, all that stuff. You'll see a lot more NFL stuff. So transitioning from the WNBA to the NFL. So those of you guys that have supported us, I appreciate you guys continuing our support. And I know you, Carrie's always going to be around anyway, so she's awesome anyway. So
why thank
you. Yakiri, do you have any, and I didn't give you any prep or anything, but do you have any final parting shots on the season?
Final shots is, again, a great season. You know, it wasn't the outcome that we wanted, or expected. But again, we are looking forward, as always, next season. Really? Really? You're going to do the...
Oh, I was going to give you the spotlight. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. We can't wait for next season. Next season is going to be phenomenal. Again, go dream. That's all I got.
Got you. Mine is simple. You know, doing this podcast and watching the WNBA and the NBA, as a matter of fact, Everybody has used their voice this season. And even you and I and our platforms that we have, even though it's not as big as the ESPNs or the ABCs, I've felt an obligation to use our platform to talk about things outside of the sports bubble. And I will continue to do that. I will continue to do that on all of my platforms. I know you probably will do the same. I've spoken with other folks that are starting to speak out now, even on their platforms, no matter how big or how small it is. You know, I think we have an obligation to call out when wrong is wrong, wrong is wrong. What is right, you know what I'm saying? And it's not even a matter of black and white or anything about that. It's just a matter of right is right and wrong is wrong. And we will always call out injustice in any color, in any facet. And so that has been one of the things I've learned throughout this season, just watching the WNBA, because their message has been strong. Kudos to those girls. Yeah. Kudos to those coaches, those GMs, because they was together. You know, when they talk about the NBA, they don't have anything on the WNBA because their message was clear. And kudos to those girls. And even in the dream, some of the dream chats and stuff that I've seen, people are upset that, oh, why are they wearing these shirts? All lives matter, blah, 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 blah. You know, you're not even getting it though. You know what I'm saying? But they stand firm. And I appreciate that from the dream and the WNBA. Salute to the dream. Salute to the WNBA and all women sports. I believe they deserve respect, more respect than they get. And it's been an honor covering them this season. I'm looking forward to next year. So
awesome. Love that.
Shot, man. Yeah, and that was just off the top. You know,
off the rim.
off the top. So from Yakiri and E-Dub, thank you guys so much for checking out our inaugural season of ATL Dreaming with E-Dub and Yakiri. And we will see you guys next season. Peace and love.
Hi, Daddy.
I'm the most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out.